Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Ike joining us right now. The trade deadline for the NFL, less than a week away now. And the insider, the expert, Jason Lockenfora, NFL Today on CBS Insider and, of course, CBSSports.com. Jason, seems like more action than normal, almost like a baseball trade deadline type culture right now in the NFL. Do you expect this to continue into next week and up until the trade deadline?
I absolutely do. It had shaped up as one of the more robust and interesting deadlines, with a growing number of sellers, teams starting to realize that, you know what, we should have started our rebuild 6 months ago, 9 months ago, whatever, but no better time than the present, because we're not going to be able to consummate any football trades after next Tuesday until the league year starts sometime in March. And there's a lot of motivated sellers, teams who have the wherewithal financially and otherwise to take on additional salary in a year where, let's face it, things look fairly wide open. I know we have one undefeated team there in the NFC, but you know, there's plenty of teams feeling like, why not us? So excuse me, that's a pretty strong confluence of events that leads to this mindset. And then we've already had some significant trades made, which we know it's a copycat league, and once teams start making moves early, then, oh, well, we don't want to miss out on our guy. So it perpetuates the conversation. So here we stand, less than a week away from the deadline, and the fact that a lot of the sellers have excess in areas that contenders need, specifically corners and receivers. So, yeah, I think we've only just begun.
Yeah, the thing that's been so surprising to me and exciting for me as a fan and as one of these potential destinations to land one of these trades is the caliber of player that seems to be available this year at the trading deadline. A lot of names out there. And I'm just wondering, if you were to pull from those pool of names, the Patrick Petersons and Le'Veon Bell, Shady, some of these other names that are out there, who's a guy that you see as a guy who is most likely to be moved before next Tuesday?
Well, I mean, I think any of them could be moved. It's just a matter of whether somebody, you know, meets the price, meets the expectations. And at some point, and with some of these teams, the expectations seem, to the eyes of the marketplace, ridiculously high. But there's also a long time to go between now and Tuesday, and there's plenty of time for an owner to step in and say, all right, enough's enough. This guy doesn't want to be here. Let's move the payroll. Let's save that salary, and let's get as many picks as we can for them. So, I mean, again, like, do I think it'll take much more than a third-round pick to get Le'Veon Bell? No. You're only renting him for half a year. You don't know exactly what kind of shape he's in. Nobody's seen him on a football field for a while, but is that going to be worth the risk to some NFL team out there that thinks he will put them over the top? Patrick Petersen, you're talking to get the Cardinals to start listening, you're probably somewhere around a 1 and a 2. Will somebody be willing to do that by Tuesday? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a guy you control for 2 more years after this, who's arguably the greatest corner in the NFL when used correctly, might not be too steep of a price to pay. We've seen teams make trades for guys like Darrell Revis in the past. You know, you keep going down the line. Okay, well, Chris Harris isn't quite Patrick Petersen, but pretty darn good corner. You know, he signed to a team-friendly contract. Is that what somebody does? Gerrion Conley, great corner at Ohio State, has struggled a little bit with health with the Raiders. Isn't seeing the field right now, but a lot of upside. He's a kid that a lot of teams liked coming into the draft. He slipped for some off-field allegations that turned out not to be valid, but, you know, I don't see any reason why he's still with the Oakland Raiders. Kelechi Osemele, one of the better offensive linemen in the NFL, certainly one of the most versatile, could really start for most teams at any position other than center. what's he going to stay in Oakland for? What's he worth in the open market? So, yeah, I think you connect a lot of dots, and there could be moves made at the deadline that absolutely change the fortunes of teams and might help somebody win a Super Bowl.
Well, let's talk specific. So you brought up Le'Veon Bell. Where does everything with Le'Veon Bell stand? Has Howie checked back in? Is there anybody else on the running back market that could be moved if the Eagles are looking?
No one's called for, I don't know, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. Really, teams made their initial inquiries. The Eagles made the most, had the most questions. They kind of know where things stood, and then they weren't in an immediate rush to do anything. You know, they obviously kicked the tires on Shady McCoy. Ooh, it's going to be a lot steeper to get McCoy than it would be Bell. Okay, well, let's look at Smallwood and these guys for a couple weeks and see how it's coming together. And we'll see. It takes one phone call, to get things cranked back up. I mean, the reality was with them leaving for London tomorrow, this was never going to be a week where it was, you were going to be able to get something done this particular week. I mean, it just would have been very difficult on a lot of different levels. Do all these guys have their passports ready to go? A lot of these players didn't expect to be going to London. So, I mean, the reality is they'll fly back, get home late Sunday night, and they'll be grinding all day Monday and through 4 p.m. on Tuesday. And it only takes one phone call for things to get going. I mean, other running backs, I would have said Marshawn Lynch. He's hurt. He's on IR. Carlos Hyde's already been traded. I mean, does somebody now want to get Chris Ivory? I don't know. You look at him and say, well, if those guys are riding with McCoy, then maybe we'll take, try to get Ivory off their hands. I mean, I don't know.
Not a lot of the Jets have
two running backs. Do the Jets need Powell and Crowell? I mean, they don't need them. They love having them. It's working really well in Jeremy Bates' offense. But, could you do something for one of those guys? Yeah, I'm sure they would listen.
It seems like the Eagles were in the market for a wide receiver. Reports out there that they may have put a second-round offer in for Amari Cooper. Obviously, Dallas stepped up, put in a first-rounder for him, and now he's with Dallas. Any other receivers out there? We're hearing about potentially Emmanuel Sanders.
That's the guy I would keep my eye on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so talk to me about him, and then possibly DeSean Jackson could be available. What are you hearing about him?
Yeah, Tampa's still kind of sort of in it. I have not heard that they're out there pushing DeSean Jackson, but I don't think he's by any means untouchable either. He hasn't clicked with Winston. Winston, last week they had the tight end going more than I'd really seen him. O.J. Howard, since he came into the league, we know that Mike Evans is best friends with Jameis Winston, and there's a connection there. Would I be shocked if DeSean Jackson's traded? No. The Broncos are trying to peddle Demaryius Thomas's contract. Nobody wants to take it, but a lot of teams like Emmanuel Sanders and what's left on that contract, and he's still a guy who can really win for you. You put him in the slot with a decent outside receiver, all of a sudden you've significantly upgraded your receiving core. So he's absolutely somebody who teams will continue to call on, and I mean at some point the Broncos, they would be foolish not to trade him. And then Larry Fitzgerald's out there, and he's never been open to a trade before, but he's never been in a situation this bad before either, where literally that building is on fire out there in Arizona. So, if I were him, and I can't think for him, but if I were him, yeah, it'd be cool to play every single game of my career in an Arizona Cardinal uniform, but I think it'd also be cooler to get the hell out of there and go somewhere where I have a chance to win a ring in what are probably my final couple of months playing professional football in the NFL.
What about Patrick Peterson? Can you add anything to that conversation? He's under contract. He wants to leave. The Cardinals said he's not leaving, but I'm sure if an offer came in, as you said, a one and a two. Who knows? I mean, Jason, some of the reports there, Howie had offered a couple draft picks. I could see him going in with a two and a four to start. He's
that
under
won't even, yeah. You're, that won't even, that's a nonsense.
Well, so he's under contract the next 2 years, and it's an affordable rate. So
Super affordable.
He has great value because of that.
Yeah, and he's 27. He's going in his 27 into 28 season, so it's not like this is a 32 or a 33-year-old by any stretch. And he's never been a problem child. This is the first time he said anything, and I don't blame him because this is not what he signed on for. When he signed the long-term contract, it was all about building with the defense, and it's me and Calais Campbell and Honey Badger and Tony Jefferson. And, now it's Patrick Peterson and Chandler Jones and not a whole lot else. Really nothing else. And the offense is a complete failure. I mean, they've already fired their coordinator. So, I mean, look, Wayne Gretzky was traded. Babe Ruth was traded. People get traded. Everybody has a price. I understand that the Cardinals do not want anybody to think that they're going to trade him. They don't want their fans to think they're going to trade him. But at some point, there is a more than reasonable football decision to be made out there that, like, he's not going to show up for OTAs. He's going to make our life miserable. We're probably not going to have him for the final 2 years of this contract anyway. And he might never be more valuable than he is right now. So do I think it's likely? No. Is it impossible? Heck no. And would the price be outlandish? Probably. But if you win a Super Bowl with him, who cares?
Yeah, agreed. All right, last thing, Jay. Out of these possible terms, likely, possible, or not looking good in making a move, where do you rate the Eagles and where they are right now?
Oh, I think it's always likely. Look, they're motivated. They know where their holes are. They're always among the most proactive organizations in the league. They have forward-thinking evaluators and decision-makers, and they have an owner who's willing to spend, and they cleared all that cap space and could clear more by if they could dump Foles somewhere. So I think even without all those circumstances, at any deadline, roster deadline, trade deadline, they're always calling and they're always listening, even if it doesn't look like they have a need, just because that's a smart way to be. So I'd always have them in a likely category, and especially now, so given the way things have transpired.
You say the same thing for Le'Veon Bell, him getting moved, whether it's the Eagles or anywhere else?
Somebody's got to call. I mean, the Steelers will absolutely trade him, and they will be reasonable about what they want in return. But there has to be a team out there that says, okay, we are willing to pay this guy $7 million for the rest of the year, knowing he's going to leave and not knowing exactly what kind of shape he's in.
Good stuff. Jason Lacanfora, see him NFL on CBS and, of course, on Twitter. And it just follows Twitter, and then it takes you everywhere else that he does. Jason, thanks, man.
Appreciate
no worries,
it, Robert.
Guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
All right, there he is.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.